for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
UPMC Service Coordination, Dara speaking. You're on the recorded line. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to get in touch. I'm a provider with UPMC Home Care, and I'm looking to get in touch with the service coordinator.
Good morning. My name is Nadja Bryant. I'm the service coordinator.
Can I have your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Yona Blackstein, Y-O-N-A-H. Blackstein, like the color black, S-T-E-I-N.
And where are you calling from?
Family First Care LLC.
May I have the NPR text ID, please?
Yes, I could give you MPI. It's probably easiest. Our UPMC MPI. Oh, let me just give you the tax ID. 82-280-3555.
Thank you. Are you calling about a specific participant?
I don't know. The service coordinator left a message to call her back on the hub, and all she left was her name.
Okay. What's her name?
Nadja Bryant.
Okay. Can you hold for me and I'll reach out to her now?
Thank you.
You're welcome. One second. Yona?
Yes.
Thank you for your patience. So I sent Nadja a message. I did want to give her some time to respond. Were you able to hold for about 1 to 2 more minutes?
Yeah, no problem, because she called that she can't get through to us, but we're in Tabernacle. She called us, said she's been calling since Monday. Tuesday and Wednesday we were closed. I don't believe she called yesterday, and this is the first message I got from her, so I'm calling her right back. Not sure what number she's calling. We have many, but I'm just trying to get in touch with her. She didn't leave any information, so I can't really do anything else. But, yeah, I'll hold.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Yona?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your patience. I didn't get a response from her. Is there like a specific number that she should call next time?
I'll give her my direct number, which is if I can give it to you. However, I'm going to be, again, we're in like a holiday. I'm really not here. I'll only be here for another half an hour to an hour.
Okay.
And then I'll be back on Monday for a few hours and then not back till Thursday, where I have two state audits, including one from UPMC, by the way. I'm just trying to, this is the problem with UPMC, is no direct lines. I have no way to reach her. Let me give you my direct line and my email.
Okay.
And I guess that's that. 267.
Mm-hmm.
551-7402. That's my direct line.
All right. That's 267-551-7402?
Yep.
Okay.
And I am the administrator.
Okay.
And email is yblacksteen at familyfirsthhc.com.
All right. The email address is yblacksteen@familyfirsthhc.com.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll forward this information to her. Did you need any other assistance today?
Nope. I appreciate your help, ma'am.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling UPMC. You have a nice day.
Be well.